You know, the great thing about it is just give your nuts a rub. You know, like, quite frankly, what we encourage
probably
folks
doing
to do,
it anyway at some point.
You know, if you're in the shower once a month, I do it every month. Your balls are nice and steamy. Give them a feel. Make sure they're feeling just like they usually do. And if they don't, hey, don't panic, right? There's no need to panic, but do seek professional help.
What's up, guys? This is Zach, and you have just stepped into the dark blue. I am here in super sunny LA right now on my way down to Texas, and I'm hanging out with Greg Oliva from Movember Foundation. So glad to be here and meet this guy face to face. And yes, we are social distancing, guys. We are sitting at our distance apart. So just so you know, we do promote that. But yeah, I'm really glad to be here with Greg today. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Great to be here with you as well. So, yeah, appreciate you taking the time and including me on the podcast.
Awesome. Yeah, man. We are sitting at, what's this?
Cafe Vita.
Yeah, Cafe Vita. So this is my first time in Culver City here in the LA area. And it's a really beautiful area if you guys haven't made it down. They've got some outdoor open seating for you guys to come and enjoy your social distancing meals. Very COVID friendly. So, but yeah, we're actually sitting here drinking this Common Space Mexican lager, and it is really good.
Yeah, funny. Especially in this heat.
Yeah, seriously, it's so refreshing. And this is the kind of thing I find myself drinking a lot more recently because, I went through this phase years ago where it was just like all the weird flavors you can give me and all the like high IB, ABV, like alcohol volume, all that. Give me all that, right? And suddenly my tastes are just like simple. I want simple, easy beers, like easy drinkers. And this is definitely one of them.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, especially on a hot summer day. Toss a lime in there. This is right up my alley.
Yes, absolutely. thank you, Common Space, for this amazing Mexican lager. And cheers.
Cheers.
Let's get into it. I want to know a little bit more about Movember. I mean, I know about Movember, but I'd like you to tell the guys listening about Movember and what you guys do.
Sure, yeah. So Movember is the leading charity dedicated to changing the face of men's health. We focus on three primary cause areas: prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and then men's mental health and suicide prevention. Our goal is to reduce the number of men dying prematurely in 2030 by 25%. So, yeah, really important cause to me personally, and really is a huge grassroots movement. We started in Australia back in 2003 with just a couple guys growing mustaches. If you're familiar at all with the organization, you'll know we are best known for the mustache, the Moa's King, always. And it really has evolved from a couple mustaches to 30 mustaches the next year. Fast forward to 2020, over 5 million mustaches around the world. So really, organization, communities at the heart of whatever we do. And we like to say, whatever you grow, however you mow, we'll save a bro. So thrilled to be here.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to growing my mustache. Actually, I haven't shaved clean in probably at least 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of mustache you're going to go for?
I don't know, man. I'm thinking Fu Manchu.
Okay.
You know?
I like
that's where I'm leaning.
I think that'll look good.
I've never grown just a mustache before though. So.
Oh, just the classic businessman?
Let's see. No, just a mustache in general.
Oh, it's going to be your first mo.
Like a goatee or something.
Oh, man. Lucky you.
Right, yeah.
The world doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, honestly, the world doesn't know what's coming with my bare face. That's the problem. See, with the shaved head and the bare face, it just looks a little, like, you know, a little strange.
Oh, it's going to look real good, I promise you. And if it doesn't, the worst mustaches start the best conversation. So you're winning either way.
There you go, yeah. and this is really cool, man, because I love the whole idea that it was started by just a couple of friends in Australia, and it's become what it is today. You guys listening out there who are struggling with starting your own thing and, you know, having some issues like self-consciousness, maybe you're about doing what you want to do. Like, Movember is a great example of the impact that you can have in the world just by getting out there and pushing through and doing what is right for you.
Totally. And it is remarkably similar to what we're doing right now. I mean, it was just two buddies at a bar, sharing a beer, talking about why the mustache had fallen out of style. So to your point, you know, the greatest things come from sometimes the most simple ideas and simple activities, like sharing a beer with a buddy.
Yeah, man, absolutely. So, and yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing a beer with you guys listening as well pretty soon. Getting out on tour here soon. The November Foundation's coming along with us as well. We're raising some money together, so kind of exciting. I'm going to do a little bit of work to promote this whole mental health thing for guys.
So yeah, it's super important, and obviously with such a unique year here in 2020, it's more relevant now than ever. So we're thrilled to be collaborating with you on the tour, and you know, I know our community will be as well. So.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, can you tell me a little bit about what got you involved with Movember? I feel like you don't just fall into it, right? Just all of a sudden, just like, why not? Give it a try. Like, what brought you to Movember?
Yeah, definitely. So, for me, doing work that improves the life of others has always been a really important aspect of my professional career. So I started working at another nonprofit organization called the Painted Turtle. It's also located here in Southern California, and it serves children and families affected by serious medical conditions. And so that really got me started in the space of working at a mission-led organization. I started on the programmatic side, but shifted over to the development side after a number of years leading and designing those programs for those children and families. And you know, after a while, I was looking for a change. And for me personally, mental health has always been hugely important, and especially through the male lens. I think that, you know, personally, I've experienced times where there's that stigma that it's not okay to talk about when you're struggling. And that needs to change. Really needs to change. And I felt inclined to take a position at Movember when the opportunity came through, because I've had friends who have really struggled with, you know, internalizing struggles that they are challenges, mental health challenges that they're experiencing. And from a family standpoint too, being able to talk about these things openly with my brother, with my dad, it was huge. I went through a rough patch personally, and, you know, seeing a therapist really helped me. And through that experience, I felt like, oh man, I really want to encourage other guys to talk about how they're feeling. It made such a huge difference for me.
Yeah,
it was like a light bulb awesome. Experience. And so, yeah, obviously the mission of Movember really resonated with that experience and you know, destigmatizing what it means to be a man and this toxic notion of masculinity. And so, yeah, I'm thrilled to be a part of the organization. Like you said, it's all community led.
Yeah.
And that's what really makes Movember so unique and so powerful. It's that grassroots organization. It's me and you grabbing a beer together. It's the Mo Bros and Mo Sisters all across the country and all across the globe who are rallying behind the fact that, you know, we'd all benefit from men leading happier, healthier, and longer lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I can be a part of that organization and that movement, you know, I'm thrilled and blessed to be able to do so.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I mean, yes, and it's so cool to see you guys connecting with so many other people who have a passion for that, you know, who just really want to make that kind of thing happen. I was looking up on the Movember website and all the organizations that you guys work with in some way or another around the world, and it's just amazing how much support you guys give to different organizations who are trying to make a better, make a positive impact in the world. It's exciting.
Oh, it's thrilling. Yeah, and again, it's the power of Movember really does rest in the fact that we are made up of such an incredible community, and so, you know, the work that we're able to fund and the work that we're able to support through mental health initiatives like our Making Connections portfolio and the recent Wellbeings initiative that was launched in collaboration with PBS, those are only made possible because of thousands.
Viewers like you.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself, but that's true. It might be a little cliche, but it's true. Yeah, I mean, that's really the beautiful part of Movember is just how many folks realize that this is something that we need to be talking about more. And
Yeah, definitely, man.
Hey, check this out. If you haven't tried Sheath underwear yet, I can tell you from experience, it will change your life. It's got not one, but two pouches for your bits and pieces. It's basically like upgrading from a studio apartment to a two-bedroom house for your junk. I won't wear anything else at this point. I've replaced my entire underwear drawer with Sheath. So if you want to try it out for yourself, you can get 25% off by going to sheathunderwear.com and use promo code DARKBLUE, all caps, DARKBLUE.
Can we talk a little bit more about your kind of growing up as a dude here in California?
Yeah.
Right? You are from the area, right? You know it well.
Yep. Yeah, I grew up in Los Angeles. Went east for school for a little bit and have been back ever since. So very familiar and have a lot of family and friends who are still local as well.
Yeah, that's cool. So what keeps you here in California?
For me, it's really important to be close to my family. You know, my sister still lives around here. We actually live right next to each other now, which is such an incredible experience.
That's cool.
You know, growing up, we weren't the closest. We fought like most siblings do. And, you know, now we're neighbors.
Yeah.
And if you had asked me, you know, 15 years ago, if I thought I would ever want to live anywhere close to my sister, I would have told you probably not. But it's amazing how fortunate I am to have that opportunity and how close we've gotten to be. And obviously with my parents being so close by as well, that's what really matters to me is, you know, one, being close to family and so many friends that I grew up with and feel so connected to. That really supports my own mental health is having that network and people that I can open up to and share things with, the good, the bad, and everything in between. I mean,
yeah.
It's about connecting with my family and my friends and sharing those experiences. Yeah. Through shared experiences, I feel like, you know, we all grow. And we all just grow closer together too. So,
yeah.
As obviously my parents are growing older and as we all get older, it's even more important to just be close by to me. It's a huge priority for me. I'd rather be close to my parents and my family and my friends than, you know, live somewhere just because I think it's cool to live there.
No, I hear you. I think
and,
the older
you know,
I get, I have similar like changes, I think, and I've been feeling the same way myself being away from my family for the last 5 years. You know, I'm at that same kind of point where I'm just like, yeah, Seattle's great. I love it. It's beautiful, but it's like long-term, long run. Like how is it going to benefit me? Like to wish I had been around for all these big events that are going on in my family,
right?
You know? This is a little deep, but my grandmother died recently, right? A couple weeks ago now, I think. Thank you. But yeah, like that was just a big moment for me that I was just like, I wasn't there,
right?
You know? And so getting that phone call was just like really hard, you know, because it's like my parents are over there dealing with this whole thing with my mom's sister and all of this. And I get a phone call about it, and I'm just like, okay, just one more reason to be close to the people who love me and support me, and I want to do the same, right? And so, yeah, just those moments in life are just really kind of drawing me more to that desire to be somewhere, like, surrounded by people who I know are going to be there, and
totally.
Vice versa.
Totally. I mean, and that really resonates with me. I appreciate you sharing that. And it's one of the core tenets of Movember's belief and position on mental health. The social connection is so vital to taking care of your own mental health. And a lot of that, like you're saying, is with your friends and your family who you feel closest to.
Yep.
And if you feel distanced from them, even if you are physically distanced, you know, there's a way to connect, and you obviously have to make the effort. But there's so much evidence that plays such a huge role in how we perceive ourselves, how, you know, our attitude every day is just feeling that connection. And, you know, we have something we like to say at Movember: talking saves lives.
Oh, nice.
Talking saves lives.
Simple.
And simple.
It's so true.
And it's so true. And,
yeah.
And, you know, as a member of our community team, speaking with Mo Bros and Mo Sisters every day, it couldn't be more spot on.
Yeah.
You know, the more we open up and the more we have experiences, the ones that you're describing, where we can really share and experience something together, the closer we feel to our friends and family and our loved ones, the better equipped we are to handle challenging situations, yeah, and we get through them together. And so, yeah, I think, again, I really appreciate you sharing that with me. I'm sure it was a really challenging phone call to receive. And so, you know, we rely on our friends and family to get through that together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, you know, I've got a good support system in Seattle. I really do. You know, people that I'm really close to and really developed some strong relationships with. But, you know, it doesn't compare, I think, to being close to family.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you get along well with your family. You know, yeah. I know some people just don't get along well with their families. And that happens. And, you know, it's more finding your support system that feeds you the most, you know, I guess centering a life around that, you know, that I'm just finding more and more importance in as I go through life,
yeah,
and have these experiences that, like you're referring to, you know, have these different experiences. It's like, it's just, I think, a progression.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can relate to that for sure as well.
So my buddy, Travis Harth,
great guy.
Yeah. I love that dude. yeah. He introduced me to you guys.
Right.
And I'm so grateful for that. But Travis told me about some of the really cool initiatives that you guys have going on with Movember. And I was hoping you could talk a little bit more about those today.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, mental health obviously is becoming so much more relevant. It was relevant before COVID-19, but I think more and more people are actually paying attention to their own mental health now. So we really are facing a mental health crisis. And when we look at that, the stats behind it are staggering, especially when you consider it, the issue through a male lens. 3 out of 4 suicides in the United States are men.
Wow.
Globally, a man takes his own life every minute around the world.
Every minute.
Every minute around the world, a man takes his own life.
Wow.
In the United States alone, there's over 36,000 suicides by men every year. I mean, think about that for a second.
That's one of the most dismal set of statistics I've ever heard in my life.
Right. And so, you know, when you really let that sink in, you think about how many fathers and sons and uncles and brothers we're losing every day. You, yeah, realize there's so much work that needs to be done. And Movember's privileged to be in a position to uniquely address that.
Yeah.
And what we do is we focus our efforts in the prevention and early intervention space. And so I mentioned earlier the notion of talking saves lives. If you think about mental health as a triangle or a pyramid, we're at that sort of bottom chunkier section where we're not up at the crisis point. We're really focused on what can we do to provide men and women the tools that they need to have conversations about men's mental health in a productive way.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple ways that we approach that. The first is through our Making Connections initiative. And it's a national initiative where we partner now with 13 community-based organizations. They focus specifically on young men and boys of color, as well as veterans and military service members.
Cool.
And, you know, we realize that while we have some tools to support those communities, the true value lies in those community leaders. And
yeah,
so we tap into the knowledge of each of those community leaders and the unique culture that those communities are made up of.
Yeah,
and so we look to support those communities from, you know, Hawaii and all the way across the country so that they're more equipped to support their mental well-being. So it's a wonderful initiative. You can find out more about it online. Just check out Making Connections in Movember. It's an incredible initiative that we're thrilled to be able to support.
Yeah.
The second one that I'd like to highlight is our Movember Conversations tool. And this was a tool that was released earlier this year. It's a digital health tool. And we realized that for a lot of men, we simply just don't feel like we have the vocabulary to have difficult conversations, especially when you might notice a buddy is struggling. You know, whether it's through, especially now, job loss or challenges at being at home all the time,
that
result in strained family situations. And really, you know, any of these issues that men commonly encounter, Movember Conversations is a tool that's designed to guide men through those conversations.
Awesome.
So that we can be equipped with that vocabulary. So it's something that I feel really passionately about, and I'm thrilled that our team was able to develop in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested, you can check it out. Movember Conversations, also online, conversations.movember.com. And if you haven't a tough time knowing the exact words to use or the exact vocabulary, especially if you spot a buddy that's not acting like himself.
Yeah.
Head to that tool. It'll equip you with the language that you need.
Man, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't there an acronym that goes along with it?
Yeah. So it's based on the ALEC model, which was developed by Are You Okay? And it's something that you'll see throughout a lot of Movember's content. And so it's really a guide to how to have that conversation. Movember Conversations actually spells it out. And so it goes through a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at ALEC specifically, A stands for ask. So, you know, you just want to ask the question.
How are you doing?
Exactly.
Is everything okay?
Exactly. You know, having direct questions and really starting that conversation.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for me too, I sometimes just, I hesitate to even ask the question, right?
Yeah.
Like, we notice that a buddy's feeling okay, but
just kind of want to brush past it.
Right. And you just have the question of like, hey, how you doing? Good. How you doing? Good. Boom.
Yeah.
Done. Right. Like, yeah. That's not the question we need to be asking.
Yeah.
Right.
It's, hey, you seem a little off. Is everything all right?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. I noticed you haven't been acting like yourself. You know, and even there might be a point where you get to having to ask a question of, have you ever considered harming yourself? I mean, you need to ask those pointed questions if somebody's really struggling.
Because are you depressed?
Right. Otherwise, they might brush it off. So, A, that's ask.
Yeah.
Second one, L, listen, and really important, listen without judgment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're in society where everybody wants to inject their opinions and immediately go to, you know, give your own thoughts on the matter. So, you know, we really encourage people to just listen.
Yeah.
Be a sounding board for that person. E stands for encourage action. And, you know, we obviously want to encourage folks to take the appropriate action without being overly prescriptive. So there's obviously a fine line there, but encouraging people to take action to get the help that they need if they do need professional help.
Yeah.
And then C, check back in. These shouldn't be one-time conversations. You know, if I notice that you're having a tough time and we have a great conversation and then we never revisit it again,
Yeah. The
work that we went through and having that conversation is all for naught.
Right.
So continually checking back in with your friends. You know, we are huge advocates at Movember of, you know, especially right now, check in with your buddies.
Yeah.
Shoot them a text, give them a call, stay connected with one another. It's hard to feel connected right now.
Yep. Take 30 seconds out of your day. Right. Even if you message like 5 or 10 people in a day and just say, hey, how's it going?
Totally. Yeah.
Like, why not?
It makes a huge difference. We ran a campaign just recently called the 5-A-Day Challenge. Every day, take 5 minutes to talk to a buddy.
Yeah.
Talk to a friend.
That's great.
Right.
And even if it's just like going over normal stuff throughout your, like that happens in your day, like just to be able to get it out there, you know, it helps, I think, to relieve a lot of that like tension and difficulty just by being able to say, hey, this is the shit that's going on in my life.
Right.
Whether it's really extreme stuff or even if it's just simple things like work is annoying because I have to stare at my computer screen from my couch all day. And, you know.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm so over Zoomed. Is crazy how much time I'm spending on Zoom. Like, it can be light. It's whatever you, however you connect with your buddies.
Yeah.
Make an effort.
Yep.
So
what are some ways that people can get involved in Movember then? Because, I mean, it's coming up quick, surprisingly.
Mustache season is around
the corner,
man. It's crazy. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to this year's Movember. And obviously, it might look a little different than it has in the past with everything going on. But, yeah, there's three primary ways in which folks – actually, four primary ways that people can participate in Movember. The first, I touched on in the beginning, grow a mustache. Whatever you grow will save a bro. The worst mustache to start the best conversations. Just get that mustache growing. I like to think of it as a walking billboard. If you're walking down the street in the month of November with that beautiful mo across your face, it's going to inevitably start conversations. Say, yeah, I'm actually growing it in support of men's health. And that's the type of conversations we want to be starting. So you can grow your mustache. The second, it's called our Move Challenge. And we encourage Mo Bros and Mo Sisters to walk, run, bike, however you like to exercise, 60 miles throughout the course of the month. That number is representative of the 60 men who take their own lives every hour around the world.
Wow,
again,
okay.
Staggering.
Yeah.
Totally staggering. So you can actually sign up to do that. You can sign up to participate in all three ways that I'm talking about on Movember.com. If you move, you can track your moves on Movember.com, post about them, share with your community exactly what you're doing and the types of workouts that you're doing.
Cool.
And then the third is to host an event. And obviously, events look a little different this year than they have in the past. There's opportunities to host virtual events. But
online
obviously,
happy hours. And
yeah, more Zoom, man. Yeah, but that, you know, I think there's an opportunity as well to have some of those smaller in-person gatherings, as long as you're following local guidance and local restrictions.
Which is what we're going to be
doing. Which is what we will be doing and what we're encouraging folks to do. You know, but there is, you know, as people are really looking for that social connection, if you can safely get together with friends and family members, people that, you know, you might have already been seeing, get together and find a unique way to raise a couple bucks for Movember. You sign up to participate in all three ways on Movember.com. And the fourth way, obviously a hugely important way to participate, is just to donate.
Yeah.
You know, we, like I said, the programs that I've described, and those are just in the mental health space. We've got incredible online digital tools for prostate cancer, testicular cancer. The programmatic portfolio of Movember is extremely impressive and is all outlined on the website.
Yeah.
And donating.
And you guys, even, isn't it like upwards of 70% of your income goes all towards your programming and everything?
That's right. Yep.
Which is phenomenal for a nonprofit. Like, I really admire how much actually goes toward what you guys are doing to make it all happen.
Yeah, and it's a testament to the leadership at the top of Movember.
Absolutely. So you guys can trust, like, if you do donate to Movember, you can trust that your money is going to things that are really making positive impact in the world.
Yep. Yeah, and if you're listening, I believe there's going to be an Into the Dark Blue team. There already is on Movember.com. So if you're looking to join a team, if you don't want to participate just in as an individual, join the Into the Dark Blue team. I mean, being a part of a team is such an amazing experience.
Yep.
So we'd love to have everybody, you know, sign up and participate. And really, the essence of Movember is about community and connecting with one another. So if the way you want to participate is just by supporting folks or having those conversations, utilizing our tools, or taking this conversation and implementing it in your own life and saying, hey, I could do a better job. I know, me personally, I could do a better job of staying connected. you know,
even taking care of ourselves, right? Like, on all three aspects of what Movember does, like I talked about with Travis when we did our episode together, like, go get checked.
Yep.
It's not that hard.
Totally. Totally. Know? I mean,
encourage your friends to go get checked. Take care of your body. Eat well.
Yeah.
Exercise a little bit. Even if it's like 30 minutes, like, just get out and do something, you know, get off your ass, take a little break from your work from home situation and go for a walk.
Yeah.
You know, that helps your mental and your physical health, just getting out there and separating yourself from the difficulties of the world for a little while.
Oh, for sure. I mean, your physical health and your mental health are so closely tied. Oh,
absolutely.
Right? And so being active and finding ways to stay active are hugely important. You mentioned getting checked, prostate cancer. You know, we really encourage folks, if you're at the age of 50, talk to your doctor about getting a PSA exam. If you've got a family history of prostate cancer, have that conversation at 45. Don't put it off.
Yeah.
Take a proactive approach. Testicular cancer is the most commonly diagnosed form of cancer in younger men.
Wow.
And over 80% of younger men don't know that.
Doesn't it, like, the range is like 18 to like 30 something,
18
right?
to 34. It's the most commonly diagnosed form of cancer.
And that's most of you guys listening right now. Okay.
Right.
I see those demographics. I know who's listening. You guys go get checked for testicular cancer.
Yeah. Or, you know, the great thing about it is just give your nuts a rub, you know, like, quite frankly, what we encourage
folks
to do.
Probably doing it anyway at some point.
You know, if you're in the shower once a month, I do it every month. Your balls are nice and steamy. Give them a feel. Make sure they're feeling just like they usually do. And if they don't, hey, don't panic, right? There's no need to panic, but do seek professional help. But it's another one of those staggering statistics of, like, holy shit, that's the most commonly diagnosed form of cancer in younger men.
Yeah.
Over 80% of those men don't know that they're at the most risk. I mean, that's where the value is that educational piece.
And totally.
Raising awareness piece. So, yeah. It's all sorts of ways to get
tools, man.
Providing the tools. That's what we're about. So yeah, all sorts of ways to get involved in Movember, and all the information is available on the website. And if anybody is interested, please reach out to me. You know, that's my favorite part of the job is, I don't even view it as a job. I'm so fortunate to get to do this every day.
Have conversations with people.
Right. And talk about what makes you feel good and maybe what you're struggling with. And hey, how can I engage my community in these types of conversations? We've got tons of resources for the entire community. Mo Bros, Mo Sisters. There is always a place for anybody at Movember. It's, you know, like I said, I think I touched upon this in the beginning. We're in the business of having men lead happier, healthier, longer lives. And we'd all benefit from that.
Right.
So
just keep in mind, guys, it's not just a mustache.
There's so much more than a mustache.
just so you know, while we're out on tour, 30% of everything we make in fundraising is going to go toward the Movember Foundation. So know that that money is going to a good place, as well as building the men's group network that we're building at independent breweries around the country. So that money is going to go toward creating that network, so guys can have a safe space to go and talk about the things that they're dealing with and learn to work through their emotions. So
you're a legend, man.
I appreciate that.
it's so cool what you're doing.
So we're really grateful and proud to be working with the Movember Foundation and having them along for the ride. And we look forward to seeing you guys in the very near future. And lastly, I want to thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
And aside from Movember.com, where can people go to interact with Movember, social media, things like that?
Yep, we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, all the big hitters. So check us out. There's a lot of great digital content. And obviously, as we ramp up and head into the hairiest month of the year, you'll only expect to see more and more great content and great resources coming to you. So check us out on all the social platforms, on the website. And like I said, my name's Greg Oliva. I would be thrilled to chat with anybody who's interested in you know, joining the Movember community and changing the face of men's health.
Cool. How can they get a hold of you specifically then?
If you want to reach out to me via email, you're more than welcome to greg.oliva@movember.com. If you want to just give us a general call on the line, that information is available on the website as well. But yeah, any way you reach out, you can send us a direct message on Instagram and just say, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Greg. That'll come to me as well. So whatever's the easiest way for people to get in touch, just Perfect. Give me a shout. I'll be so stoked.
And if you guys are interested in joining the Into the Dark Blue Movember team to help us raise money for the Movember Foundation, just hit me up on Instagram or on the Into the Dark Blue website. Scroll down and message us and let us know. All right. Well, thanks again, man. Cheers.
Cheers, man. This was so much fun.
I want to tell you about a special deal that we have going on with the most punk rock water on earth. It's Liquid Death Mountain Water. You guys, seriously, got to check this out. You can get 10% off your order with promo code DARKBLUE, all caps DARKBLUE. And if your thirst is bothering you, just murder it. That's the idea. They've got flat water and sparkling for those of you who are feeling a little bubbly, and even some hoodies to keep you warm during these cold winter months ahead. So get on to liquiddeath.com, check it out, see what looks good, and order a case or two. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death. I want to thank you for venturing into the dark blue with us today, where we're always striving to foster a community of peers which empowers mental wellness, positive growth, and social awareness. If you like what we're doing and would like to support our community, you can purchase a pint glass or t-shirt from Sheath Underwear via the link on our merch tab at www.intothedarkblue.com, or message us to make a one-time donation. All proceeds go to men's mental wellness initiatives. If you ever need a listening ear, feel free to message us on the website or at @into_the_darkblue on Instagram. If you have an emergency or need help from a professional therapist, we offer several resources on our Get Help page. Last but not least, know your limits and drink smart. Cheers.